So we're in the final stretch of our time together unpacking these 15 that Peter puts his finger on, specifically with regards to our personal walk with God. And this is my favorite. It's the very last one. This is in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. It says, like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you'll grow into a full experience of this salvation. Cry out for this nourishment now that you have had a taste of the Lord's kindness. And I want to draw on the whole of lockdown and each Sunday service that we broadcast or moments that you've had in the Word or Word that God has spoken to you or something of Himself that He's revealed to you. I want to draw from that and remind you, maybe you've tasted and seen something. And essentially what Peter is saying is hold on to that. But not only that, crave the pure spiritual milk. And if I can speak to the men at this time, something that I found during lockdown, I was just looking at the qualifications of an elder or a deacon, essentially leadership within the church, leadership among God's people. And each one, you might not know this, each one begins by looking at how they lead their family. It's kind of like the very first step in us being able to lead God's people. And I want to call the men who are watching right now. Are you leading your family? Are you able to lead God's family? And the way we do that is by leading ourselves, by finding God in Scripture for ourselves. And essentially, that's what he's saying. Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you'll grow into the full experience of salvation. Not just that little experience of salvation that you have on a Sunday where you walk out feeling good, you've had a great cup of coffee from Clinton, you're ready to face the rest of your weekend. And now he's talking here about the fullness of what God has for you. But it takes us leading ourselves and pressing into God's presence. And what I want to ask you is, do you know how to read Scripture for yourself? Or are you only being fed through others? Do you know how to get on your knees or put time aside and press into God's presence and cry out in prayer? If not, I want to encourage you. Maybe your life group leader can help you assist there. Or maybe you listen and kind of read between the lines on a Sunday. Or maybe you just take that hard, nuggety, pick up the Familie Bible and start, I'd go to the New Testament. The Old Testament can get a little confusing, but start in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, or 1 and 2 Peter, and read for yourself, see for yourself, pray for yourself, and trust that God would allow His Holy Spirit to lead you, and in one way, take these raw ingredients of Scripture and your time in God's presence, and allow you not only to be able to feed yourself, but to feed your family as well. God bless. See you on Sunday.